Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So this morning I wanted to read a couple things. The first one is in Philippians 1, verse 4 through 6. Paul is writing and he says, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." That's always been one of my great, most favorite verses, because it just reminds me, no matter where I'm at in my walk with him, and I've had good days and bad days, he doesn't give up on me. He keeps working on me. He will not, he won't end his work in me. And at times when I've been so far away and so lost, that has been such a powerful reminder and comforting thought. And I have to confess that yesterday was a tough day. I got so angry at circumstances at work. I was so ungodly in my thoughts and prayers. Well, not prayers because I didn't pray, but just in my thoughts. And I just felt so bad at the end of the day and towards God and everything else. It was just, I did not represent him well. Did not live that life that was worthy of him, and had to just confess it to him, even though he knew. But then this morning as I'm reading, and I was reading that verse from Philippians, and I'm reading this reflection from A.W. Tozer, and he writes, "God is the deeper life. Jesus Christ himself is the deeper life. And as I plunge on into the knowledge of the triune God, my heart moves on into the blessedness of his fellowship. This means that there is less of me and more of God. Thus, my spiritual life deepens, and I am strengthened in the knowledge of his will." You know, the more of God, the less of me. Even when I have days like yesterday, those days, I mean, I know it's occurring. I know God is moving in me and us, even when I'm not perfect, especially when I'm not perfect. And this is what the journey's all about. There's a song out there right now that's very popular. It hits home at times with me, and it's "Made for More." Talks about not made to make my bed in my past, in my sins, that we are made for so much more. And it's true. All of this is, we get to know God deeper. And so in that quest, let's go to God in prayer now. Holy Father, I'm just so grateful for your grace and your mercy. You have every right to strike me down, and yet you lift me up. And I'm thankful for the way that you do that, the way you care for me. You care for us. Holy Spirit, I just continue to pray and ask that you would be the one who grows in me, that you would take over me so I'm not focused on my stuff, but I'm focused on you. I pray that you would pray the perfect prayer, say the perfect things for this day. Cleanse my heart and my mind, I pray, Lord. I know the sins are forgiven. May I forgive them and wipe them clean, just like you. Be with us, I pray today, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I just ask for you to watch over our children, our families, and our loved ones. I lift up our loved ones to you, for I know you love them more than I ever could, because you made them, you breathed life into them. You know their thoughts, their fears, their strengths. You know everything about them, and you love them as your child. So, Father, I just ask that you would move amongst them, guide them, love on them. May they feel and hear your voice and who you are. May they feel your presence and know you're there with them. I just lift them up for all who have an illness. I ask, Lord, for healing upon them. Physical, spiritual, or mental challenges. I just ask, Father, for your Holy Spirit, for your angels, for your being and your presence to be with them, to heal them, to touch them. And I pray, Lord, that you would place your angels about them and keep them safe. Keep them from the evil that's out there. Hold them close, Lord. Surround them. And Lord, I lift up this nation to you, where there's so much strife, so much fraud, so much corruption, so much hate, so much debauchery, just so much that's not good, Lord. I lift up the United States. I lift up our nation. I lift up our countries and our world. I just ask, Father, for a revival to occur. A revival in this land, in our leadership, and our president, our presidential contenders. I pray they would look to you instead of themselves. I pray that all of our leadership would. That we would be strong once again in you. That we would walk in your ways as a nation. And lastly, Lord, I just pray for ourselves. Our relationships with you. More of you, less of me. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would continue to grow in us, dominate us, take over. Pray and say what needs to be said and prayed through us. I just pray we would continue to submit to you so that at the end of the day, we love you, Lord, with all our heart and our being, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. Father, be with us, be with our loved ones, and be with our country, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I pray you'll have a great day.